Brothers and sisters, I want you to take a moment right now, close your eyes, and just call to mind a significant moment in your life. It can be anything that comes to mind. Just take a moment. I want you to see it, I want you to feel it, and I want you to remember it. All right. When we exercise our power of memory, like you just did very briefly, we, to an extent, relive the event that we're bringing to mind. We relive it, right? I mean, think about it. If the memory you just thought of was painful, I bet you felt it. If the memory you just thought of was joyful, or remember, maybe you brought to mind someone that you love, I bet you smiled, at least interiorly or something, right? Our memory imprints something on our hearts, doesn't it? Remains with us, it's there. So if human memory is this powerful, what then is eternal memory? The memory of God. Because today on Palm Sunday, we remember the infinite, inexhaustible, an eternal act of God that saved our souls. Christ's passion, death, and resurrection. When God acts, brothers and sisters, his actions and their effects don't simply remain in a singular point in history, limited to a few hours of passing time. No, his acts are always eternal like he is. So it extends out over and encompasses all time and space. So what we're doing this Palm Sunday goes exponentially deeper than simply the memory or remembrance. No, the actual act of Christ's sacrifice is present to us in reality. In reality. It's here. The same event that came to pass 2,000 years ago is here now, truly present and completely available to us. And while we come to understand an account of this most holy event by hearing the Word of God, we will come face to face with it in the Holy Eucharist on this very altar. The same event that you just heard. So what does that mean for us who have faith? It means that everything that Christ has done is real, and it's here, and it's for you. That's what that means. Specifically you. The time and place which you yourself exist. And it means that God actually did die for you. He actually, upon the cross, was thinking of you, of your heart. And the reality is, brothers and sisters, that this means that he really does love you. That's real. Not simply a platitude, not something in the past, something real and present now. He really does. It's true. And this love for you is so complete, so full, and so endless that it's existed eternally. The love for you has existed since before time. Can you imagine that? What an incredible gift. What a beautiful thing to contemplate. So as we enter into Holy Week, let's not simply remember, but let's receive with a completely open heart this very love that's been given to each one of us freely. And even though the love that we have to give is nothing compared to Christ's own love for us, Let's give every bit of what we have to him, because that's what he desires from you. Let's pour it out by walking with him as he carries his cross, staying with him as he hangs upon it, and rising to life with him when he emerges from the tomb.